That electric jolt you feel when footsteps quicken behind you at night isn't weakness. It's your internal guardian sounding an alarm honed through millions of years of evolution. In The Gift of Fear, Gavin De Becker reveals that this instinctive fear is actually your greatest gift, if only you'd listen to it. Growing up amid extreme violence before becoming a security advisor to presidents and celebrities, De Becker discovered that our intuition operates as a sophisticated prediction system more powerful than any artificial intelligence. The book fundamentally changed how law enforcement approaches threat assessment and how ordinary people, particularly women, navigate potentially dangerous situations. Even decades after publication, its insights remain so vital that FBI academies and police departments include it in their training materials. What makes this work revolutionary isn't just its practical advice, but its core message. Your intuition isn't some mystical sixth sense, but rather your brain's lightning-fast risk assessment system, operating below conscious awareness, a system we've been culturally conditioned to ignore at our peril. Your intuition works like a diligent stagehand, with shopkeepers evaluating information, distinguishing between unusual and dangerous. The word intuition comes from tuer, meaning to guard, protect. It's literally your internal protection system. Consider airline pilot Robert Thompson, who felt afraid in a convenience store and left moments before a deadly shooting. His gut feeling was his brain processing critical signals. The clerk's concerned glance, a man wearing a heavy jacket on a hot day, men waiting in a car with the engine running. His brain evaluated these details faster than his conscious mind could articulate them. We often respect intuition in others while dismissing our own. Unlike animals who heed fear instantly, humans search for innocent explanations. Our culture dismisses intuition as emotional, preferring logic even when it's wrong. Men typically refrain intuition as gut feelings, but intuition is actually our most complex cognitive process, connecting us to our evolutionary nature. What if instead of fighting these feelings, you recognize them as the sophisticated survival technology they truly are? Violence always has purpose to the perpetrator, never random or senseless. By recognizing the humanness in violent people, their actions become predictable and follow detectable patterns. Maya Angelou noted, "I am capable of what every other human is capable of. This is one of the great lessons of war and life." This shared emotional capacity enables us to predict others' behavior. Accepting that human behavior's mysteries exist within yourself improves violence prediction. Psychiatrist Carl Menninger rejected the criminal mind concept, stating, "Everyone's mind is criminal." Einstein and Freud similarly acknowledged our destructive instincts alongside preservative ones. Despite technological advancements, we retain competitive, territorial, and violent tendencies. Calling murderers inhuman feels safer, but prevents accurate prediction. Recognizing sameness, not difference, is key to predicting violence. Every horror imaginable has likely been committed because everything conceivable by humans has been done by humans, not by alien interlopers, but by people within humanity's we. Predatory criminals use sophisticated techniques to disarm victims' natural defenses. Forced teaming creates false trust through "we're in this together" language. Simply respond, "I did not ask for your help and I do not want it." Charm is an ability with motive, not a personality trait. Reframe, "this person is trying to charm me," to see beyond manipulation. Excessive details often signal deception. Truth tellers don't volunteer supporting details. Remember, "this person is a stranger who approached me." Typecasting labels someone with mild criticism to make them disprove it. When Kelly refused help, her attacker said, "there's such thing as being too proud," prompting her acceptance. The best defense is silence. Loan sharking offers unsolicited help to create indebtedness. Remember, "I didn't ask for help." Unsolicited promises are warning signals that reveal questionable motives and respond to your intuitive doubt. When someone ignores no, question what they want and why they seek control. At core, men fear women will laugh at them, while women fear men will kill them. Domestic violence is a slow-motion crime where murder typically follows years of abuse. Despite some claims, reliable warning signs exist for domestic homicides. Key indicators include the woman's intuitive sense of danger, rushed commitment, intimidation-based conflict resolution, verbal abuse, controlling threats, symbolic violence, battering history, substance abuse, financial control, extreme jealousy, rejection intolerance, forever expectations, minimizing incidents, inappropriate surveillance, paranoia, inflexibility, mood swings, blaming others, weapon fascination, invoking male privilege, and childhood exposure to violence. Women remain in abusive relationships for complex psychological reasons. They become addicted to the relief when violence subsides, with abusers controlling both the emotional lows and highs. Their fear responses become dulled, normalizing danger. Viewing staying as a choice is crucial because only then can leaving become possible. Contrary to crime of passion myths, most women are killed while attempting to leave. These murders are calculated decisions, not heat of argument reactions. With 75% of spousal murders occurring post-separation, estrangement, not argument, triggers the most severe violence. Our culture romanticizes persistence through films, where stalking behavior is portrayed as love when the pursuer gets the girl. Communication differences compound this issue. Women often soften rejections, while men hear less than what's said. The essential rule with unwanted pursuit: do not negotiate. A woman's decision against a relationship should be stated clearly once. Any contact afterward is interpreted as negotiation. Responding to repeated messages only teaches how much persistence is needed. Avoid conditional statements, "I don't want a relationship right now," which invite challenge. An effective rejection might be, "I have no romantic interest in you whatsoever. I never will. I expect you'll put your attention elsewhere." The only appropriate response is acceptance. If a man persists, the woman should give no detectable response. Any communication contradicts her rejection and allows him to select which signals to believe. Stalkers eventually let go if victims avoid engaging. Men who cannot let go choose women who cannot say no. Only complete abstinence from communication works. Fear should be a brief survival signal, not a persistent state. While animals use fear protectively, humans have become hyper-anxious, inventing reasons for anxiety when none exist. Media exploits our survival instinct through sensationalized reporting, making genuine threats indistinguishable from manufactured ones. Television news has become violent wallpaper, distorting our perception of actual dangers. Intuition communicates through nagging feelings, persistent thoughts, humor, wonder, anxiety, curiosity, hunches, gut feelings, doubt, hesitation, suspicion, and apprehension. These signals often perceive dangers we consciously miss. Human behavior follows predictable patterns, seeking connection, avoiding pain, disliking rejection, and desiring control. When assessing dangerous situations, contrasting options helps access intuition. Your intuition knows more than you consciously register. It's not mysticism, but biology, not weakness, but strength. In a world that teaches us to ignore our internal alarms, reclaiming this gift might be your most important step toward genuine safety. When that electric feeling courses through you, it's wisdom millions of years in the making.